Bad Religion with Let It Burn from their new album, The New America. And you're tuned to the Weekly Freak Show on 96.3 FM Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California. Please stay tuned for contact information at the end of this hour-long broadcast. Continuing with the feature of Bad Religion, here's lead singer Greg Graffin.
So tell me about your radio station.
It's called Free Radio Santa Cruz, and we've been on the air about 5.5 years. We don't have a permit to broadcast. So now and again, the FCC comes to our door and knocks on it and says, you have to stop broadcasting. Sometimes we have to move.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So they actually tell you you can't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. About 6 months ago, an agent came to the door and served us.
What kind of an agent?
From the FCC.
Really?
They have people that go out and do this, shut down stations.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
I agree. Yeah. So we didn't shut down our station. And so I sit in there and do my show, and I wonder, are they going to knock on the door tonight? And maybe are they going to come with the sheriffs tonight, too?
Yeah.
And take everything and me to jail, too. You know, it hasn't happened, but it happened in Florida a few weeks ago. It happened in Texas a couple weeks ago. Hundreds of stations have been shut down. But there's micro radio stations all over the country.
Well, I can give you a little bit of insight, actually. Mm. Bad Religion had a micro radio station 2 years ago during the Warped Tour. We brought a micro radio station and broadcast roughly 3 miles from the site of the show every night. So I think we were just under the legal. We were legal, I believe. You probably broadcast much more widely than that.
That sounds great, though, that you broadcast.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of being able to reach people by radio waves, and I can't understand all the legal elements to it, and I think it comes down to the regulatory commissions in America, which are basically afraid of free speech, and they're basically afraid of poison ideas, which is not much different than the Victorian era when radical scientists were making claims that evidence in nature is actually contrary to the natural theologians and things along that line that flew in the face of the perceived tranquil society.
Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned science, I think there's a debate that is happening but should be wider, and regarding technology. And I think, you have songs about technology. I love my computer, this, and it's obviously against technology. On the other hand, some aspects of technology help, the peace movement and so on.
The thing is, that I have a kind of a two-sided opinion on this, because on the one hand, I think it can get a little ridiculous. You know, I saw stuff on the World Wide Web about email protests and things like that. I mean, come on. I don't care how many emails you send, it's not going to do much to change people. If you really want to protest about something, you have to mobilize people, not just mobilize words. And so I believe in the old-fashioned kind of protest, peaceful, but still mobile. But by the same token, I do believe that technology can help us spread information, help us spread ideas, and help us become more informed. So those are critically important.
Yeah, I agree. And your songs talk about misinformation or disinformation and about people educating themselves and thinking for themselves. Some people get bogged down in all the suffering and all the terror that's happening all around. Your songs come across with a real positive attitude. How do you do that? How do you keep a positive attitude amidst all of it?
Well, I think that it's our duty, especially those of us who have the privilege to reach people, it's our privilege and our duty to give people some hope and to be able to educate them and through education, you leave someone with power. And that power is to be used in good services and good deeds, namely by spreading the knowledge to other people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just hope is inherent in the educational process. Mm-hmm. That's what I would summarize it. Mm-hmm.
Your music, what comes across to me is sort of a nonviolent. I think on the new album there's a line about not taking revenge or something like that. And also sort of an anarchist attitude of thinking for yourself and helping other people. Would you say that you connect with these ideas or not necessarily?
I connect with a lot of the ideas. I mean, one of the leading advocates of anarchy is Noam Chomsky, who we've actually collaborated with in the past, and I've read a lot of his stuff. And but I must say, a lot of times I lose him at the point when he starts to talk about anarchy, because it's not well defined. It's not, I am a naturalist, and that's my focus. That is my position in life, and I think that the social science slant of anarchy is something that does not interest me. I'm far more focused on what unites people from different walks of life through our biological connections than I am interested in our social connections, because I think our social connections change very drastically depending on the particular environment you find yourself living in. So in that sense, because I don't pay a lot of attention, because I don't see our social context as deeply relevant compared with the biological context, I'm kind of misinformed about the anarchistic writings.
Mm-hmm. On the new album also, you talk about paradise and a lot of vision of the future. Do you have specific ideas about how a positive future would look and how it would be different than now, either socially or biologically?
Well, I believe you got to start early, start young, educate people. It all starts with children, and children need to be focused, a focal point, as opposed to a wastebasket. A filler for the wastebasket, which is kind of what the society we're living in today. So I don't know what a society would look like in the future, but I know that we have a lot of work, a long way to go in order to educate people. And my idea of paradise is simply an enlightened society where everybody, you could walk up to someone and ask them what their ideology is and what it means to be that kind of a person, and they could actually give you an answer. I think you'd maybe find 1 out of 100 people who could answer that question today. Mm-hmm. And until MTV and the things that children are watching takes that kind of an issue seriously, we're going to have an uphill battle, I think. Hi, this is Greg Graffin from Bad Religion, and you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM.
from their new album, The New America, A World Without Melody by Bad Religion. And that's all the time we have for this week's program. Thank you for listening. The Weekly Freak Show is produced live in the studios of 96.3 FM Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, and can also be heard in Dade City, Florida at 102.9 FM, in Berkeley, California at 104.1 FM, in Madison, Wisconsin at 87.9 FM, and on the World Wide Web at www.unbrokenchain.net and www.parumpradio.com. The Weekly Freak Show can be reached at P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California 95061. That's P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California 95061. Or send email to frsc@microradio.net. That's frsc@microradio.net. And don't forget, you can always listen to the many fine shows on Freak Radio by pointing your browser to www.microradio.net/frsc. That's www.microradio.net/frsc. Our theme music was composed and performed by Neil Norman and his Cosmic Orchestra. For Uncle Dennis, Eon Blues, Phil Free, DJ Manifesto, Skidmark Bob, The Fish, John Malkin, and everyone at Freak Radio, my name is the V-Man, and that's a wrap. Happy 2001.